So, in terms of Taiwan education, I've run into this. This is kind of a fascinating little thing here. A lot of people in Taiwan don't know the basic web code programming languages. If you don't know what I'm about to tell you, then you really need to know this. Everybody should know this. It should be a mandatory high school class. It's called a stack. You use a series of different software all on top of each other. HTML arranges what's going to be on your web page where. CSS defines the colors, shapes, and fonts. JavaScript makes it move around. Now, that's a really simple way of explaining it. Most of your time learning these should be spent in JavaScript because that's the complicated one. HTML is pretty simple to figure out. You can learn it in 12 minutes. Now, there are always some settings here and there that you could study for the rest of your life, but nobody studies all of those. Nobody has all of them memorized. At least nobody should. CSS is, you know, style. I mean, nobody knows every single font in the whole universe, so you're always finding stuff to look up. S, one of the S's in CSS is for style. It's about style. No, you don't want to know what CSS stands for or HTML. JavaScript, though, basically takes the language that's used to make Windows look like Windows and make them move around how they move around on your computer. It takes stuff that's kind of sort of like that, but puts it into a really simple, easy way that you can view on a web page. It's kind of adopted. It's streamlined and slimmed down for website stuff. That's the basic web stack: HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. That's in almost every single web page, any operating system, every browser supports them without having to install stuff. That's what a web browser is. That's one of the things that makes Firefox Firefox. It's one of the things that makes Microsoft Edge sort of okay, made Internet Explorer terrible, and that made Chrome, Google Chrome, and Chromium, and Canary, all the yellow Chrome. Canary is the yellow Chrome. That's what made them all what they are, is their ability to have HTML, CSS, and JavaScript out of the box. That's what makes a browser a browser. Okay. In Taiwan, they don't know these. They rarely study these. And so everyone in Taiwan is learning C language. We're talking pretty close to ones and zeros. And, you know, they all want to be engineers that can make motors and circuit boards get up and dance. All of them. And it's kind of redonkulous. So I was just talking with a guy last night who's been majoring in C language. And I said, you know, having a foundation in C language can make it easy to teach yourself JavaScript. And then you can actually do something. And you will really understand JavaScript super well and super fast. It'll just totally make sense. So that's a career plan right there. Study C language, not JavaScript. Graduate, teach yourself JavaScript, and become a career expert in JavaScript. Better than anybody else knows JavaScript, because you know how JavaScript thinks and why. Because you know C language. See, that's like a strategy there. You watch. Someone's going to listen to this and tell some kid, and they're going to do it, and they're going to be successful. It all goes back to Jesse. Right. Yeah. That's called being falsely braggadocious. So, I'm explaining this to this Taiwanese kid. He's a senior in college, and he's kind of thinking about this. And two other college students are coming over, listening, trying to, you know, pick up this idea maybe. It's really fascinating to me how much Taiwanese are so far behind. If you want to make a website, try to follow me with this. If you want to make a website, have a login. You learn the web languages, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, like I described. You don't have to understand it all, but you're tracking with me, kind of. Now you want to make a website where you log in. It knows your name. It remembers your friends. It remembers your what you bought last time. Just something. Log in and remember something. You need PHP. That I'm trying to be simple here in explaining this. If you know all these things, then if you know all this, then I'm giving you a lesson in how to explain it so people understand it. PHP is the main way to do that. It's not the best. It's not the favorite, but that's the main way. Facebook was written with PHP. Like you log in and it remembers you. It's using PHP to do that. In Taiwan, they rarely study PHP or even know what it is at all. So I just, you know, it in some ways, I suppose that makes Taiwan good because PHP needs to get phased out kind of, and it needs to become more of a junior high school class introduction to programming because there's so much out there that's better than PHP. Anyhow, they really don't know these. They're also lost in trying to become engineers that they make themselves farther behind because they're all after this one super niche. It's the dream. It's like 20 years ago when everyone in America decided that they should all go become lawyers because a few lawyers were making a lot of money. And I said to this kid, I said, go take your C language and learn JavaScript, which not many people in Taiwan know. Now you're special and you're worth buying from. Get your friends, make a website that does something useful and keep making the website better and better. And eventually people will want to pay you for it. That's, you know, to use it or whatever. That's what you need to do. Don't, I told him, as I continued, and the other guys are getting close, starting to listen, like Zacchaeus in the tree, which is a Bible story for those of you in Reed Rapids. As I'm explaining this, I said, don't go and think, you know, study C language, hoping you're going to get a career in C language where only the top 1% of graduates ever have a career in C language and everyone else works at a tea shop. That's a bad career plan. And he's sitting there going, uh-huh. I said, you're an engineer at one of the top schools in the country. And I suppose he's going to the U of M of schools. You know, University of Michigan is really good and up there, but it's not as famous as Harvard and Yale. But it's up there. Maybe better, maybe. Okay, I don't want attacks from Harvard people, but I mean, U of M is really good. It's just not as famous. And he's going to one of those schools, I would say like the U of M in Taiwan. And he's going, yeah. I said, you know, you're an engineer at an engineering school. And they teach a lot of other things there too. And you're supposed to be smart. But how come all these smart engineers can't figure out the basic math that only 1% of the people in the field that everybody is aiming for ever succeed? If your goal is to make money, don't try to be the same as everybody else. But the Taiwanese don't figure this out. Now, the funny thing is, you know what? I think I'm going to talk tomorrow. I'm going to shift into this, into the culture, and I'm going to talk a little bit about depression again, because I was dealing with that again. We'll see you then.